I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Atlanta City Council has approved a $661 million budget for fiscal year 2019. GPB's Taylor Gant has more on the first budget of Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' administration.
Atlanta's first responders will receive a 3% salary increase, pending a satisfactory performance evaluation. The city has long struggled to recruit and retain police officers due to low salaries. Other highlights include $3 million for cybersecurity upgrades and more than $2.5 million set aside for parks and recreation improvements. The 2019 budget will go into effect on July 1st. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
The U.S. Department of Energy is appealing a district court order blocking the halt to construction of the mixed oxide fuel fabrication facility at the Savannah Riverside Nuclear Reservation in South Carolina, just across the Savannah River from Augusta. The DOE is also asking that construction stop while the appeal is heard. South Carolina's Attorney General argued that if the MOX facility is not completed, the state will become a dumping ground for weapons-grade plutonium. The MOX facility is designed to convert that substance into fuel for nuclear power plants. According to the Augusta Chronicle, the DOE argues that since the MOX facility is not scheduled to be complete and online until 2048, repurposing it now to make nuclear bomb triggers by 2030 does not pose a threat to the state. The trial of two white men charged in a racially motivated 1983 murder could be delayed due to no-show jurors. Frank Gebhardt and his brother-in-law, Willie Moore Sr., allegedly bragged about stabbing Timothy Goggins multiple times and dragging him behind a truck because he was socializing with a white woman. The AJC reports that 325 people were summoned to the Spalding courthouse to be in the jury pool, but only 127 showed up. The judge may recruit some potential jurors from another trial in the same courthouse, or he may send deputies out to gather those who ignored the summons. A murder investigation involving three former Washington County sheriff's deputies goes back to a grand jury today. GPB's Daniel McDonald reports.
A judge overturned earlier murder indictments against former Washington County sheriff's deputies Henry Lee Copeland, Michael Howell, and Rhett Scott because there was no court reporter present during grand jury testimony. A court reporter will be present to record the new proceedings. The deputies are accused of murder in the death of 58-year-old Yuri Martin. Martin died last July after deputies shot him with a stun gun while responding to a suspicious person call in the town of Deep Step. Washington County Sheriff Thomas Smith fired the deputies after a GBI investigation into the matter. For GBB News, I'm Daniel McDonald in Milledgeville.
Some good news for seafood lovers. Georgia waters finally opened to shrimpers this morning. The late start this season is due to cold winter water, but officials with the Department of Natural Resources say they're hoping the delayed season allowed the shrimp enough time to spawn despite the chilly spring. And in sports, Major League Soccer has unveiled the team jersey that players will wear when they take on Italian giants Juventus in the 2018 MLS All-Star Game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's on August 1st. Fan voting for All-Star team members is underway now on the MLS website. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.